Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline where we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And Baldy, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. So the Ravens are 1-2 against the two quality opponents. They've given up 79 points. They have one sack and have created no turnovers. And now we don't know when Nnamdi Madubuike is returning. So I'll ask you, it seems the defense is broken. Is it fixable?
I don't know if it's going to be as good if Madubuike and Van Noy aren't out there. They're playing the rookie Mike Green a lot, and I think he's going to be a good player, but he's a rookie, and he's not making much of an impact right now. I thought they could have done some things schematically a little bit better. I mean, they're not playing the reduced fronts to stop teams from running the football right now. I mean, they played one until 2 minutes ago in the third quarter the other day. And to see David Montgomery, I've known David since he was in high school in Ohio. I've never seen him take two runs for 103 yards like that. That was some bad tackling. That's got to get better. And so does Madubuike make a difference? Yeah, I mean, he's a really good player. He does make a difference, but I don't think it's completely broken. Kansas City's not running the ball well at all outside of their quarterback. So, I mean, I think, you know, if you want to stop the run, this is a pretty good week to do it.
Baldy, from a pass rush standpoint, though, zero sacks against Jared Goff. They only sacked Josh Allen once, and they just have failed to get consistent pressure outside of that Cleveland game. Like, who on the edge really scares you, keeps defensive coordinators up at night?
Well, I mean, the two guys that are out right now, and Van Noy and Madubuike, I mean, they scare you because of what they've been able to accomplish since Van Noy got here. But you know, I mean, right now, Robinson doesn't scare you. Travis Jones isn't doing it. I mean, if they didn't blitz Roquan against Cleveland, they probably wouldn't have got much pressure against them either. They got them on running backs, rookie running backs, and Roquan, yeah, you know, destroyed them and got, you know, Chase Joe all over the field that day, forced an interception. But, no, they don't have – I mean, I think Mike Green is going to be a player, but you're going to have to start dialing up pressures. I mean, that's on Zach right now.
Yeah.
If you're not getting home with four – and you're not affecting the quarterback, then, you know, where's Kyle Hamilton? Where's the corners? Where's, you know, Marlon Humphrey? You got to start, you know, designing some, you know, free hitters to the quarterback. And you got to, like, hold up on the back end when you do that, because you're gonna give up some of that.
Baldy, I want to go back to the run game for a minute, though, because I did see some things finally against the Giants when the Chiefs went under center. And they got a lead blocker for Pacheco. They broke a few. And the Lions ran 32 times under center for over 200 yards. And I know the Chiefs aren't the Lions, but I also know there were questions being asked about the Lions guards and some of the guys not named Penei Sewell on that offensive line. And they've been dealing with injuries. Do you think there's any chance that Andy Reid gets heavy and challenges them, especially if Taven Bryan is their starting nose tackle?
It's a possibility. It's not really what Andy likes to do. He wants to come out of the tunnel throwing it. But you also have to kind of understand, like, Andy's mentality. Like, he thinks, you know, the screen game is the run game.
Yeah.
He thinks running fly sweeps to, you know, Hollywood Brown is, you know, is the run game. So, like, to him, how you categorize runs might be a little bit different than a lot of other people. But I know this. He knows he has to get better up front and running the football, that – you know, that Patrick Mahomes can't be their leading rusher like he was, you know, the Super Bowl in the first two games of the season. And I would expect the kid Braden Smith, the rookie, to start getting a few more carries too. He looks like he's got some real pop to him. He hasn't touched it much, but when he does, he seems to have some real explosion. So it wouldn't surprise me to see him start, the rookie from SMU, start to get a few more.
Talking to Brian Baldinger, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's go around the NFL a little bit. Are you surprised the Giants made the switch to Jackson Dart so quickly?
No, I was an advocate of it. They're just leaving too many points on the field. Their red zone production inside the 5-yard line has been non-existent. That last series, regardless of what the score of the game was inexcusable. They've got to get better. And I think Jackson Dart sees the field probably better. I don't know if he's going to make good decisions or not yet. Under pressure, we'll find out. But I think the kid is going to, they were doubling Malik Nabers, coming out of the tunnel the other night. And yet Russell Wilson is still throwing him go balls, and one of them is intercepted in the end zone. Like, he's not seeing the field well. And so I think it was time, even though he had a good game against Dallas, everybody's going to have a good game against Dallas this year. I was an advocate of actually playing him right after that Washington game and playing him for the Cowboy game.
Baldy, are you buying the Colts start? Are you buying Danny Dimes? Indiana Jones,
baby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love the nickname.
Great nickname.
Jason, I'm doing that game on Sunday. I'm heading out to L.A. on Saturday. And I just saw the Rams. But I haven't seen Daniel Jones make a mistake yet.
Yeah.
Not one. They haven't turned the ball over, but he hasn't come close to making him. I mean, he's seen the field better than he's ever seen it. And his throws, he leads the league in yards per attempt right now at almost 9.5 yards an attempt, which is an insane stat. So it's not like they're just dinking and dunking. He's making the throws that are there, and they've really got a good design of the offense. They're protecting him well. But this will be a good test. It'll be a good test. This is a good front with the Rams. They gave the Eagles all they could handle for the first, three quarters of that game. So this is – if he survives this test and they get to 4-0, it's for real.
Baldy, I know that it was a perfect storm with the Bengals there, and you lose the turnover battle by 5. You're cooked. But I don't know, man. That also doesn't happen. You don't see 48-0, 48-3 very often in the big leagues. And Browning will play better, I guess. But I just don't know about that defense, especially if they can't get 30 points of run support. Like, how is that thing potentially on the cusp of getting ugly?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they go to Denver Monday night, and it could get real. I mean, Denver has just lost 2 heartbreakers in a row. Now, they lost the games. They got beat. The Colts drove the field. The Chargers drove the field. They put up 10 points in the fourth quarter. But I'm sure that, they're looking to get right, and I'm sure Sean Payton is showing them how they're going to do it. This is a game. But this thing could get ugly, real ugly. They're not protecting whoever's that quarterback very well. And defensively when Carson Wentz comes off the couch from August 24th and goes right down the field and scores against your defense after the struggles that he's had in this league, that doesn't really say too much about your defense at this point.
Brian Baldinger, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Yep, you betcha.
Safe travels.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Coming up next, we will continue looking at the National Football League. We will hear from Mike McDonald, head coach of Seattle Seahawks, Brian Daboll, the Giants head coach, Raheem Morris, the Falcons head coach. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.